Brokenness is God's method of dealing with the self-life, which is that part of us that desires to act independently of God. He targets those areas that are hindering His purpose and will for our life. Then, having targeted them, He arranges the circumstances for our brokenness. He chooses the tools by which we're to be broken, and then He controls the pressure as we are broken and each facet of our life is brought into submission to His will. One of the reasons that brokenness is a painful experience, oftentimes causing suffering, is simply that God begins to deal with us in brokenness on a level that is very deep. He deals with us on a deep emotional level. He deals with us on a deep spiritual level. And as a result, He's after what most of us do not want to give up. God is ultimately after the control of our life. And the last thing we want to surrender is control of ourselves to anybody, God included. So this is part of our series on Brokenness, the Way to Blessing. And the title of this message is Brokenness, the Promise. And as each message, we have taken a biblical character to illustrate the principle. So today, we choose the Apostle Paul. So if you will turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 for a moment, 11 and 12. And these chapters deal with what we want to consider here in the life of the Apostle Paul. In chapter 11, the latter part of that, all the suffering he'd been through. In chapter 12, you'll recall that God had given him some wonderful revelations about himself and about the body of Christ. So exciting, so wonderful, so awesome that even the Apostle Paul could not speak of them. And he says in this 12th chapter that because God had done this, beginning in verse 7, and because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself. And remember we said that ultimately, God zeroes in on pride in this whole area of brokenness, that He keeps me from exalting myself. There was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself or becoming proud and arrogant. Concerning this thing that is this thorn, I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I'm well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Now let's think about the Apostle Paul for just a moment. Remember his name was Saul, Saul of Tarsus, and he had a great heritage and a great background. And when God finally got him, he was on his way to Damascus to persecute, to imprison, and maybe even to kill Christians because his goal was to eliminate those followers of Jesus from disturbing Jehovah's way. And so, therefore, when he fell on the Damascus road, God spoke to him. God saved him. Now, remember, here is a man who is very strong in his will, a man who is strong in his personality, a man who is very aggressive in his ways, very committed to whatever he's doing, and very determined to get it done. So when the Lord Jesus Christ saved him, what did he have? He didn't have a jewel all polished. He had a jewel in the rough, a rock in the rough. And so God had to begin to work in this man's life in order to perfect him, to prepare him for the work that God had called him to do. And oftentimes when we read the epistles, the idea we have sometime without thinking about it is that Paul got saved, then he started writing. No, Paul was saved. And then the Bible says that in Galatians chapter 1, instead of going to the apostles and speaking with them, he went to Arabia alone to be alone with God and let God explain to him what in the world had happened to him. Here he was moving in one direction, absolutely persuaded and convinced that he was being obedient to the Jehovah God whom he knew and whom he had worshipped and whose law he knew so well. And all of a sudden, he's struck down. He hears the voice of the Lord. He's blinded. He's saved. He's filled with the Spirit of God. And this is a dramatic, life-changing, transforming, miraculous experience in his life, totally beyond his understanding. So he goes away to be alone with God.